This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 16th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Scally. How you doing, Scally?
Taryn, you know, my feet are sore. I haven't been able to kick them up in what feels like weeks. Dealing with a couple things, but getting through it.
Yes, no kicking your feet up here as Marty is the HOH and there's really not that much to talk about here today. This could be a quicker update than yesterday's, even though yesterday had about an hour of coverage. Because there's really nothing to update from yesterday beyond who won the safety. And who might be the replacement nominee, which we will talk about in this update.
Mm-hmm. I wish there were more goings on in the house because that would mean things were probably going better for my faves if things were changing. But, it has not come to pass for the most part. So not too much to talk about, unfortunately.
Yes. Well, as we talked about before, Marty has won the HOH. He as we updated you yesterday, that he let Gino know that Betty is his target. Kevin and Helena had agreed to let Betty go. She's all right. What can we do? Summer is the intended replacement nominee for Marty. If one of Betty or Josh comes down, Summer would be the person that he puts up. He would like for Betty to go. If Betty wins the veto and it's Summer and Josh, then who knows? It's probably Josh. Maybe it's Summer. I bet Gino would probably want it to be Summer at that point. So probably be Summer, but we'll probably never find out. Marty talks to Kevin though. And Kevin's running through some scenarios with Marty. He's, I'm sure, prepping for what he hopes will be a scenario where he's eventually able to convince Marty to backdoor Gino or something along those lines. But Marty says, Hey, Kevin, couple of things. First, got your back. Kevin's like, yes, absolutely. Me too. I've got your back. Like, in fact, I feel like I'd be like willing to like do a final two here. Like I'm willing to bring you to the final two. Marty says, great, great. I wanted to say that because, second thing, don't insult my intelligence.
Ooh.
You told me the other day, I saw you were talking to Josh. I saw you like looking back and forth, like, should I? And then you did. And you told me it was a personal conversation afterward. That was not a personal conversation. You were talking game with Josh. Just, and look, if you have a thing that's with him, that's fine with me. Just don't lie to me. All right. And Kevin's like, oh, hold on. Where's my
send help somebody.
You know, it's just, does Marty finally have a good read? Is it that a broken clock is right twice a day? It can't be sure for sure. But I mean, look, it ended up into it very well could, I feel like, have been a personal conversation. And Marty just gets stuck on it, where I feel like that has happened in the past. You know, it's interesting to see Kevin in hot water for the first time in a while, at least.
Yeah, I will say, so something that I've noticed about Kevin, obviously very good player, has done very well so far. He does not do his best work on the spot. We've kind of touched on it before, but there have been a few times where, like, if he's asked a difficult question, he will either like just full on just pause and be silent for a little while until the person's like, "You're thinking too long, Kevin." And then he'll usually be able to come up with something to like cover it a little bit. Or he'll just straight up be like to Betty, like, "I just don't want to talk about this right now." Like, he's not somebody that's quick on his feet to come up with these things. He needs a little bit of time to come up with the right way of going about it, which is not always a bad thing. Like, if you need time, it's better to just take the time than to just splurt something out that's not going to work. And usually what he comes up with is pretty good. And given time, he is usually able to again, like, get his way and get his way back in there. There are also moments where coming up with something on the spot is better. Kevin in this moment is like, "So what was the third thing you were, before I tell you about what that was, what was the third thing you were going to say?"
Yeah. Kevin needs all the information. He wants to think it out. Like, I would rather someone who could do both, but if you can only do one, like, don't just start spitting out stuff without all the facts. So yeah. I can appreciate that he is self-aware enough not to just talk out of his, wherever, if he is put on the spot. But Kevin, that is one thing that is not his strongest in the game.
Yeah. Kevin starts to explain. He says, "Well, okay, look, I'm not going to lie to you. There was a little bit of game. It was a little bit of both." And he's about to, like, he says again, like, he's going to explain what the conversation was, but then the feeds cut away from the conversation. We don't really see the rest of it. So, we'll never know.
You know, it is what it is. I feel like when you're down to this point, like, everyone's talking like a tiny bit of game. So even if they were having like one game conversation, it doesn't mean that Josh and Kevin are like closely aligned. It's just like covering your bases, which Marty has done with every person in this house at every turn. And then, you know, turned on those bases. But it's just like he happened to catch one relationship that actually was semi-meaningful in this house. So unfortunate for Kevin and Josh there.
Yeah, and I'm not willing to call this a good read from Marty, considering this is the same guy who, when he blindsided Betty in week two, was like, "Did you see them all scurry away and talk to each other afterward? They're definitely working together." No,
not at all. Or, you know, there's countless times. The Summer and Jess conversation, all of the above for Marty. So, yeah.
There are then a few more conversations about what to do with the veto, who to pick for the veto before the nominations even happen. But for the most part, the day it is pretty quiet. Gino and Jace talk, after Gino's conversation with Marty. He says that Marty told him to kick his feet up and Jace was like, "What? No."
No, you know, even for Gino, something you never want to hear from Marty. I understand he can give you all of the other reassurances in the world, but that one phrase is just like the curse of Marty is being laid upon you.
Yeah.
"I'm going to kick my feet up."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
They do talk about, like, at some point they're going to drop this knowledge that that Jace had the power and didn't use it. And Gino wants like credit for that as well. Like, he knew about it and obviously was also a part of not using it. So
totally was never the plan to backdoor him last week.
Yeah. So, lucky us, the power that didn't do anything last week is going to help prevent a thing from happening this week as well.
Yep. And for all of our faves, just the absolute favorites is helping.
I'm not kidding when I say like there's not much of value here through the day, unless Scally has stuff that he wants to bring up.
Before the
Canada saves.
No, not before the Canada saves.
Okay, yeah. Then that's where we are now. We get to Canada saves a player now. I haven't checked Facebook again. Facebook doesn't work for me. I don't even understand Facebook. Something went wrong on
Facebook. That's a good thing. Yeah. I think it's a good thing not to understand Facebook.
I think so too. Facebook seemed to be fairly pro Gino from what I was checking. I was expecting sort of like there might be a little bit of Gino stuff going on. And it also seemed pretty anti-summer. I saw a lot of anti-summer sentiment in the Facebook. I'm not one to check Facebook most of the time, but every time I hear Facebook wants a thing, it usually tends to coincide with what happens. So I was a little bit concerned. But Facebook is dumb.
Marty, you're dumb.
What? I didn't say Marty. I said Facebook. They're not one and the same. Facebook didn't work.
It's true. I'm wondering if Facebook split their own votes, because I did see that Gino vote coalescing, but I also saw Kevin. I saw people pushing for Helena. So things were all over the place a little bit, and that might have opened up a door for the other social medias to pull through.
Yes. Facebook has fallen. I don't actually look at Twitter that often. I don't look at Facebook either, but I thought that Facebook controlled the vote. Maybe I should have been looking at Twitter, because Twitter came through and, summer won Canada safety.
Oh, finally. I mean, I feel like Twitter even was like, oh, we can't beat Facebook, so like, just vote for whoever you want. Like, there was kind of a sentiment around like, Josh probably needs this the least out of Betty, Summer, and Josh, so don't vote him. But otherwise, not a like super big consensus that I saw on Twitter, but it still pulled through. That was enough. Less people to split on meant that Summer ends up finally getting something here. She can't win it herself, but we want it for her. It's fine.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm assuming that this was a win for the sort of the super fan community, but it is possible that the casuals do just like Summer. My assumption was that like, hey, Summer has had a big presence in these episodes. She's been super entertaining. I feel like she would have a chance. But then every time I think that, I'm wrong. So who knows? But maybe the casuals do like Summer. Maybe they like her enough that they were able to get out of the way for super fans. I don't know what it is exactly, but I'm not going to complain or examine it too much, because it resulted in Summer winning the safety, which definitely, I think a positive result here overall.
Whatever gets us here, I'm fine with. You know, casuals, welcome in. We are all on the same side now. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I still don't like the twist. This is definitely one of the least offensive results for sure.
Yeah, it's just the type of thing where it's like, BB Can's going to BB Can. I know it's going to come. This is like a less offensive twist also than many others. So I, given the results, given the twist, given the alternatives, am okay at the moment.
Mm. So Summer is saved. Jace also happens to be missing home and very upset when the feeds come back from Summer being saved. She's gonna be very, very upset, but not about anything, you know, specifically regarding Summer. for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, not summer. It was just, you know, see it, summer winds, and that makes her think of home. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
When she looks at summer, she thinks of home.
Exactly. That what? Is definitely what she thinks. So, yeah, totally unrelated here.
Yes. And then we get to the nominations, which are obviously unchanged from summer winning safety. Betty and Josh as the nominations. Now, what this could theoretically do, summer winning safety, is that Marty now does not have his intended replacement nominee. So if one of, summer, who I'm already spoiling one of my very few things I have to talk about, so I'm not going to. But let's say the veto is used by anybody that could use it. That means that Summer can't go on the block, and somebody else would need to go on the block. So Marty does have an inclination, or at least he's going to tell Gino about an inclination. So first, Marty says has another conversation with Gino. Says, "Hey, look, Moose told me that there was a plan to backdoor me last week." And Gino says,
"Oh,
what? No, not that one.
Wait, no. Moose?
What?
That actually is a good response.
That is a good response. I won't lie. Yeah, no. That's absurd. We voted out Moose because we can't trust him. Why are you going to start trusting him now?
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Come on.
What a desperate ploy.
In fact, hey, Jace had that power, didn't use it. How about that? Boom. Mm. Obviously, if we were going to backdoor you, we would have, because we could have.
Yeah, we were totally on the same page and definitely wanted to do the same thing last week. Totally.
Yeah. It's a very good argument.
Oh yeah, for sure. And because like no one can like theoretically could someone like counterclaim, but they're not going to. So it's very solid.
Yeah.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Marty feels very convinced that that Gino has been on, and not only does it like really help solidify that Gino and Jace are with him, but it also kind of like throws Kevin and Helena under the bus a little bit, because they had been sort of like, yeah, there really might be a plan to backdoor you, like oh, they were trying to get me to doubt them, to doubt them. Marty says, okay, well, look, I'm a little bit concerned that Kevin and Josh might have a thing. And so my thought, if the veto is used, put Kevin up as the replacement, because if Josh is on the block, I don't know that I can like 100% trust his vote. So just throw him up there, as the replacement. And then we send home either Josh or Betty, whoever else is up there.
Casually toss Kevin on the block. I'm sure that he'll have no feelings about it. Interesting, especially Marty and Gino able to speak French around the other house guests. Like, Kevin's just taking a bath. It's like, yeah, he's going on the block. He has no idea. So not great for Kevin here, just in the basically the same room. And they're just talking about how he's done. It's his fault.
It also works on me. I'm entirely reliant on translators for this
conversation. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're talking every time I forget. And I'm like, oh.
Not great for Kevin. Obviously, there's not really a world where he would go home in this spot. But it would certainly prevent him from, getting just in general, the plot to get Gino and Jace on the block, or Gino or Jace on the block, is severely diminished. Now, Summer has told Betty and Josh that she will use the veto if she wins it. They do suspect that Kevin might be the replacement. They don't love that, but what are they going to do? She still plans to use it. So if that goes through, if this is what's going to happen, then if Summer, Josh, or Betty, if any one of the three of them won the veto, Kevin would be the replacement, and likely the person who remained on the block, either Josh or Betty, would be the person to leave this week. Now, you know, Kevin has managed to get out of sticky situations before. It's possible that he might be able to talk his way out of this spot, which could mean throw it onto Helena. Hey, she hasn't touched the block. This would be a great opportunity to have everyone touch the block. He could probably get Jason Gino to make that pitch to Marty as well. It's possible that Kevin could get out of this, but Helena's the easiest option. Then, of course, the better option, him and Helena sort of tag team and try to get Marty to put somebody like Jace or Gino up. Seems a bit less likely now, especially with this whole secret power situation. Those are options as well, of course. And then you have the option of if Kevin, say, were to win the veto, he could use it. And if he used it, Summer is safe from Canada. He could take Josh down, and Marty would have to choose between Helena, Jace, or Gino, at which point maybe he's not super inclined to put Helena on the block. Maybe they could then convince him to put up one of the showmans. But given the fact that Kevin would be using the veto against Marty's wishes, Kevin wouldn't likely not have much of a say. It would have to entirely rely on Helena to save herself and get one of the showmans up. So that could be tricky. But again, like, don't ever take anything for granted with Marty. He can say one thing all he wants, but he is capable of doing anything in this game. So, you know, who knows?
That's exactly what I was about to say, is like, look, I love theorizing about stuff that's going to happen, going over, planning out the week. Like, if this person comes down, what are the votes? Where are they going to go? But we have Marty in this house, so anything is likely to happen. The last second, like, pitch to Marty can change anything. I don't believe anything is set in stone until it actually happens with Marty. And then we also have Gino and JC Lynn, who I also don't trust as votes to be 100% locked in any direction. So I think Kevin can likely talk his way out of anything, especially, like, I have more faith in Kevin as a campaigner than Josh or Betty, really, honestly. But Gino and JC Lynn have had that final four with Josh and Betty. Also, do they decide that that's better for them? If they get a last minute pitch or something. So I think that this week is still super up in the table, depending on this veto competition.
Yes, which is part of why, again, like, there's just not a lot to talk about yet, because so much of this week is so heavily dependent on the outcome of this veto competition. Because once we know the results of the veto, we will likely know, like, what likely will happen, and then what could happen if people work a certain way. Whereas right now, it's really just like it. I mean, if everything stays the same, probably Betty goes. Like, there's not much more to it. And there's not much being discussed about it, because there's so much reliant on this veto competition. So, the veto is today, here, day 50 in the house. And so, of course, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, I will be live to update you on the results of the veto competition and where we stand from all of that.
There you go. Yeah, there's not that much. Even Betty is like, Josh, you still got to stay over me. So the veto really has the chance to solidify this week or completely change things up. So very curious to see who's playing, who wins. Expectations are low, but my hopes are still high.
Yes, and I guess it's probably worth pointing out that Betty is, like, very anti-Marty. And this might be a... Like, you know, Betty has been anti people before.
I do hate you.
And then, you know, it doesn't always stick. But Betty is very against Marty, like, winning this game. Betty would vote for anybody over Marty at this point. She feels very specifically targeted. She feels like, specifically that, Marty has an issue here with me and my friends.
Yeah. I think Betty was quoted as like, let's diversify the jury a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's an issue.
Why don't we, Marty and Gino have been in power this whole time and look.
Yeah. I'm noticing a trend these last couple of weeks and I don't like it. So, yeah, no, Betty's, you know, let's see how speech goes. I don't know if it'll make air, but like there were points where I was really, is this getting called out?
There is. Yeah. There's some speculation that this might be something that she intends to like, and granted, if she does it at a ceremony, like that's the worst place to do it because, they'll probably just edit it out. So you, what you need to do is, if you really want to call somebody out in the Big Brother house, Rand, you really can't even, you have to wait until like a moment when you know the live feeds are on, which is very difficult to know in the first place.
Sorry.
And then just like quickly shout it out, like that, you know, before they can turn the feeds off.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And we won't see the fallout, but hey, those evictions are live to tape, but yeah, in terms of before then, don't know otherwise, any, you know, things are going to be edited. It's Big Brother Canada. I am curious to see if that were to happen because it's a trend. It definitely has been throughout.
Yeah. And so, you know, it'll be something to track, especially if we do, like, if Marty does like win out or survives the triple, ends up getting down to the end. You know, there has been some jury sentiment from both Herman and Moose that like, hey, if he gets there, hands up, like he deserves it. Don't think Betty feels the same way, and don't know if Betty has a lot of sway with people like Herman or Moose, but worth noting here as it's like seeming slightly more likely that we could, that it could be relevant.
Yeah, I definitely think that it could be, especially, you know, if Betty does not like soften on these feelings, I think that could extend elsewhere. So we shall see. Again, so much depends on how this week goes. And if Betty were to leave the house, I don't see much of a chance of those feelings changing. But if she were to stay in the house longer, maybe they do. So for Marty, he actually should probably hope she does not go home this week.
All right. Well, that's about what I've got here. Scally, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No, I am just fingers are crossed for certain veto winners. Otherwise, I am good on the Saturday update.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here this morning. Of course, again, I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens with this veto and then hopefully some idea of where the rest of the week might go because of it. And then, on Monday, I'll be live on Twitch watching the episode with you, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. And then after the episode, we'll be live to recap what goes down on the episode as we continue through this week and just a couple weeks away now from the finale, Big Brother Canada 10. Starting to feel very close and yet also very far away as things slow down.
Oh, yes. You know what? That finale is coming and I am welcoming it. So I am excited to see how this season ultimately plays out.
All right. And you can, of course, also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Check out the Taryn Show with Gabby this week. And I've got a new one coming up soon as well. So make sure you check that out. Scally, where can people find you?
Anything that I'm doing will be on Twitter at Brian_Scally. So I think that's just the best place. I'll plug anything there.
All right. Thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.